Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning. You know how we go through life and wonder why God is doing what he's doing, why he's doing what he's doing. All we can say is, Lord, we give you everything. We give you our hearts. We give you our souls. We give you our minds. And we give you every part of us. We got to love God as God loves us. You know, today we're going to kind of deviate from our word that God has given us this morning. You know, God has given me a deviation, let's put it that way, to talk about love. You know, we are in a time where love has been put on a back burner. And God is love, and God wants us to love each other as he loves us. God has given us instruction. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus because he loves us. He gave us hope in the future because he loves us. Given us even an edit in his word to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But first and foremost, he has said to love him. To love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. The first and great commandment, as Jesus spoke in our Matthew word this month. We have got to love each other. I give much love on this love day. Let's love God and love each other today. So many times we get caught up in self and forget to get caught up in God. I love God and I love all of you, and there's nothing you can do about it this morning but love God with me. So today we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today. And we're just going to go through 1 Corinthians. And we're just going to talk love this morning. You know, we'll go back into our Old Testament, and we will also get into our Matthew word for today. You know, I looked at the word love covers was what the morning glory call was about this morning. I was not able to get on it, but I saw the title, and I thought, what a word today. And the Bible verse for this morning on my Bible verse was actually from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, that from the NLT, things will last forever. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. So, Father God, we thank you today for loving us enough to give your only begotten son, because you loved us and you wanted us to be saved. You let your son take our sins, our horrible sins, to the cross. Why? Because you loved us more than we even loved ourselves. Father God, we ask forgiveness today for anything we have done in not loving our brothers and our sisters, oh God. We ask forgiveness today if we have spoken out of turn or hurt anyone in any way. We ask forgiveness today for not treating you the way we should treat a loving father. Father God, we ask you to forgive our sins today. For we, Lord God, are repentant of not loving each other enough. Lord God, as I lift up this word this morning, ask you, Father God, to please increase as I decrease. Remove all flesh from me, Lord God, and replace it with your Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and redeeming sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For I am nothing, Father God, without you. I can do nothing without you. I cannot speak without you. Lord God, you are my everything. And Lord, today I lift up relationships, asking you, Lord, to heal those that should be healed and dissolve those that should be dissolved. But Lord, you are in charge of love. You are in charge of marriage. You are in charge of everything dealing with relationships. So, Father God, this morning I put relationships on the altar and ask you, Father God, to take control. Asking you, Father God, to help your children to love. For I know, Lord God, that you are not a God of divorce. You are a God of marriage and a relationship and love for one man to one wife. For you join them together, equally yoked in love. For a man needs to find a wife, because when he finds a wife, he finds a good thing and favor. So, Father God, I'm asking those single men out there to find their good things. Because I tell you, if she's a good thing, she's not going to be looking for you. Father God, I ask you to cover this planet, Father God, with love today. That people will stop hating and hurting and start loving and caring. In your son's precious and holy name, the greatest gift of love, Jesus Christ. It's in his name I pray over all with love. Amen. Giving honor to God. You know, as I've been praying, fasting, and thinking, you know, God is a God of love. He is not of dissolving. You know, marriages have been on my spirit and in my heart. So many times it's easy to give up and not fight for a love. But the thing is, so many people are fighting for unloving relationships. And if it is not meant to be, God will dissolve it. You know, don't go to your mama, don't go to your daddy, don't go to your girlfriend. Don't go to anybody but God. Because God is the author and the finisher of everything, our faith, our hope, our love. And we can only thank God for his patience. As we have been studying the Old Testament in the book of Exodus, we know that God has definitely got to love us for all the things that the children of Israel put him through. Not even had been out in the wilderness a good month before they was making a golden calf to worship. Come on now. And Moses was up on the mountaintop in the presence of God, getting laws and things and statutes. And they down there partying hard with the golden calf. Talk about it was the calf that brought us out of Egypt. No, it wasn't. Calf didn't open the Red Sea. It was God. Why? Because he loved you. And he had said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob what he would do for their children and descendants. God loves us. And there's not much we can do about it but love him back. You know, we're going to go through some different scriptures this morning on love, because God has just put love in my heart today. Because I have seen so much hatred in this world and hatred of just people not liking each other. And that's not God. That's not of God. And that's not what God wants for his children. Us to love each other as he loves us. Thanking God today for each of you. And so let's get into our 1 Corinthians word this morning. Whew. And we're going to also go to Song of Solomon today as well. And we're going to start in Solomon chapter 5. And we're going to talk about the Shulamite and her love. And then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians. So today, it's all about love. And we'll come back to this again in September. But for today, we're going to go a little ahead in our word for the year to talk love. And this is the word, the beloved. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. To his friend, eat, O friend, drink, yes, drink deeply. O beloved ones, the Shulamite. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the lock, by the latch of the door, and my heart yearned for him. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen who went about the city found me. They struck me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took my veil away from me. I charge you, O daughter of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. The daughters of Jerusalem, what is your beloved more than another beloved? O fairest among women, what is your beloved more than another beloved that you so charge us? The Shulamite, my beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000. His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, banks of scented herbs. His lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with beryl. His body is carved ivory inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedar. His mouth is more sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. And this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. The daughters of Jerusalem, where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with you? The Shulamite, my beloved has gone to the beds of spices, to feed the flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. The beloved, oh my love, you are as beautiful as Tarzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep which have come up from the washing. Everyone bears twins, and none is barren among them. Like a piece of pomegranate are your temple behind your veil. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother. The favorite of the one who bore her, the daughter saw her, and called her blessed. the queens and the concubines, they praised her. Who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? The Shulamite. I went down to the garden of nuts to see the verdure of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed. Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as the cherished of my noble people, the beloved and his friends. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you, the Shulamite. What would you see in the Shulamite as it were the dance of the two camps? Ooh. Again, Song of Solomon is about love, and it is a chapter. It is a book for couples. That's what I call it, the couple book. Hallelujah. Husbands, read it to your wives. Hallelujah. Wives, read it to your husbands. And as we continue in this word this morning, our psalm word is coming from Psalm 104, 24 through 30. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable seeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is the Leviathan, which you have made to play there. All wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. And all I can say is, the God of creation loved us enough to make us in his image. What a mighty God we serve. But then God also gives us an understanding. In Proverbs 24, 19 and 20, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. Don't worry about what wicked folks are doing. On this day of love, love your brother, love your neighbor, love your sister. But above all, love God. Love husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. Only your husbands. And husbands, love only your wives. But that is what God has given us as a direction. Hallelujah. And this is the life question from our Song of Solomon in the Old Testament word this morning. And it says this: the notion of true love dominates much of popular culture. We purchase cards, shop for gifts, and plan romantic outings with our cherished one in mind. God himself places a high value on love. And we can read it, go into the book of the chapter of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it says this: and delights in expressing his wonderful love to us. Much of the time, however, we don't feel loved, do we? Sin has spoiled our capacity to understand God's love, to receive his love, and to love him in return. Thank God that our Savior, Jesus Christ, has remedied this problem by liberating us from the power of sin and providing us with a new nature. We can now understand at least a little our Heavenly Father's wonderful love for us. Divine love is unconditional. Can I say that again? Divine love is unconditional. He showers us with it regardless of who we are, where we have been, and what mistakes we have made. What matters to the Lord is that we belong to him. His love for us is also absolute. It never wavers or varies and knows no limitations. It always seeks our best, helping us to grow into the likeness of Jesus. even when God disciplines us, he does so as a loving father, understanding how much we are loved and accepting God's love for us, frees us to live and love God's way by loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We find the wisdom and power to love our neighbors in return. Hallelujah. I got to read that again. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. Understanding how much we are loved, come on now, and accepting God's love for us frees us to live and love God's way. By loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we find the wisdom and power to love our neighbors in return. When what does loving God look like? Loving God means spending time deepening our relationship with Jesus and submitting to him. We love him when we give ourselves wholeheartedly to knowing him and learning what pleases him. We express our love when we obey him. The word of God also tells us that when we love others, we are loving Jesus. Whoa, Matthew 25 and 40, and we're going to go over to Matthew 25 and 40 right now. I tell you, God is a God of love. We cannot not love each other when God loves us so much. God loves us. God loves you. He loves me. He loves our children, and he wants the best for us to do is love each other. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to go down to verse number 40. And it says this, and we're going to actually go up. We're going to go all the way up. We just had this in our word the other day, but I want to come back to this, and we're going to go and read the whole section of starting at verse 31 of Matthew 25. And this is what it says, and it says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed, my father. Blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then it will say, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or without clothes clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will also say to those on the left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. For there is nobody that is the greatest of all times but Jesus. Hallelujah. So them goats are going to hell. Come on. And let's go call it like it is. Folks that put themselves on pedestals better understand it's real easy to fall off. This is a mighty word this morning. It says that, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't take me in. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. Sick and in prison and you didn't take care of me. Then they too will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or without clothes or sick or in prison and not help you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And that is from this word I just read is coming out of the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, so that if you're like, that don't sound like King James or New King James, that was because it came out of the Christian Standard Bible. And that word touches us. We got to help each other. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We got to keep God's word in our heart. God loves us, and we got to love each other. Hallelujah. And as we continue in the word of God, it says loving others God's way means we will pursue God's best for them. We will ask God to show us what we can say and do on behalf of others. We will seek to answer the question, how can I build them up and help them grow into Christ-likeness? When we love people in obedience to God, we will find ourselves looking for ways to express God's love to them. Love demonstrates that we belong to Jesus. And we're going to go over again to John 13 and 35. Let's go to John 13 and 35. It's all about love today, family. We got to love. You know, many of them call it Valentine's Day. I like to call it Love Day. I like to call it a day that we remember God's love for us, that we remember that God gave his only son for us. Hallelujah. God gave his only son for us. And when we go to John 13, we're going to start at verse 31 and go down to verse 35. And it says this, when he had left, Jesus says, now the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Children, I am with you a little while longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so now I tell you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment. Quote Jesus. Love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Hallelujah. We got to love one another. We got to love the good. We got to love the bad. And we got to love the downright ugly. We got to love regardless. For God sees our heart. And God knows who we are, just like the enemy knows who we are. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. And he knows your spirit. And he knows that we are people who love God and should love each other. Woo, Jesus, I love this word one more time. How can I build them up and help them grow into Christ's likeness? When we love people in obedience to God, not to man, but to God, we will find ourselves looking for ways to express God's love to them. Love demonstrates that we belong to Jesus. Woo, thank you. We belong to Jesus. We are created to be lovers of God and others. Dear children, dear child of God, won't you receive God's outpouring of love today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And then when we go down to Psalms 104, verse 24, how manifold are your works in wisdom. You have made them all. When we love each other, we love with wisdom. God don't want you being used. God don't want you being thrown to the curb. God don't want you being abused. Because abusiveness is not love. Verbal abuse, physical abuse, that is not love. That's not who God is. God loves us in our good, bad, and ugly. But God will definitely chastise you, too, when you don't act right. Believe me, God sees all our mess, and he wants us to get it together. Hallelujah. And it goes on to tell us the creation reveals a God with a vast intellect that we cannot begin to comprehend. Our best scientists must regularly revise their theories to try to explain what he created. And he puts all his wisdom at our service. Just as God has given us wisdom, God has given us love. Love for each other. And above all, love for him. The first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God. It's all about love today, family. And this is what we go into, and it says this. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding, all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Come on now. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Come on now. I'm going to read that again. Hallelujah. We want that to sink in. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Come on now. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Come on now. When I was a child, come on, we got to look at this word for what it is. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, and we can say when I became an adult, when I became a woman, when I became a man, when I became an adult, I put away childish things. But now we in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. And we got to look at that one that Michael Jackson right back in the day. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror, and we got to look and say we need to change. Everything starts with us. When you got a hateful heart, you got to look at yourself. When you got a loving heart, you look at yourself. When you got a heart that's wicked, you look at yourself. You look at yourself in your good. You look at yourself in your bad. And you look at yourself when you're downright ugly and ratchet. We got to do self-evaluation. So before we start talking about anybody else, we got to talk about ourselves. I'm not perfect. Never said I was. But I can tell you one thing. I love God. And I'm going to do everything in my power to love others. It's hard sometimes to love the unlovable. But you love them anyway. You come suckers. It boils down to you got to love the hell out of some people. You just got to love the hell out of them. And we got to do that Because first before we start trying to love the hell out of somebody else, we got to love the hell out of ourselves. Because some of us got a lot of a mess in us that we need to get cleaned out before we start trying to help somebody else. Come on now. Don't talk about that speck with that big old plank hanging out of your own eye. And I'm speaking not for anybody but myself. Can't talk about your speck when I got my plank. Hallelujah. But I know one thing, we got to love each other as God has told us to do. We got to have that, that love for God and love for each other, because we cannot say we love God who we have never seen and hate our neighbor. Come on now. Because then we are hypocrites. And as we go forth, it says, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith. Come on now. Fearless, anointed in truth, healed from all the things that God has allowed to happen in our life. Because, again, the devil cannot do anything but what God allowed. And he heals us from our iniquities. He heals us from the things that weigh us down. He heals us. Because he has to sometimes break you to rebuild you. He has to break you to remold you. He has to break you so that you appreciate that you are a child of God, that he can heal you. And that comes from faith. And then hope. Ooh. Holy, omnipotent presence, eternal, is our God. He wants us to hope and know who he is. And then love. God loves us over the very essence of life. We are his, and he is ours, and he wants the best for us. And it says these three, but the greatest of these is love. God loved us enough to create us. God didn't have to create us. He had the angels of heaven. He had his son. He had the Holy Spirit. He did not need us. But he created us in his image. And he loved us a love that abides eternity. That one day he will give us eternal life. Because he loves us. He will remove all this superficial skin that people are hating because of what you look like on the outside. That you won't see black, you won't see white, you won't see Asian, you won't see anything but the spirit inside. Because this, what we carry on the outside, is just that baggage. But when we leave this earth, when we are in the presence of the Lord, all this is dust. That's it. It's dust. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. And it will mean absolutely nothing. Because we will be spiritual beings in the presence of God. And he will see the love that's in you in the brightness of your light. Is your light bright today? Do you love your neighbor? Do you love God? Do you love unlovable? Are you shaking off all the stuff and forgiving and saying, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me for your glory? But it's not about me, God. It's all about you. For your glory, God, not mine. Hallelujah. We got to love God with every part of our being. And we got to love each other. And we got to tell folks that try to start stuff, I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. But love God and love me as your neighbor. Hallelujah. Loving each other is what God wants us to do. And on this day of love, God said, talk about love, daughter. So I'm talking love today because God loved me. He loved you enough to give us his son. What kind of love is that? That you can love so much that you give your only child to help the people you created. Stiff-necked, wicked, hard-headed folks. But you love them anyway to take all their sins to the cross. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a mighty, awesome Father we have. I'm filled up today, family, because this word just touched my heart. And I'm going to do what God says do. And I was all ready to do our word by day, like, you know, but God said, DB8, you got to talk about love. And that's what I'm doing. Thank you, Father, because this word is touching my heart. And when we go into the life lessons from this chapter on love, it's this. 1 Corinthians 13:3, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Come on now. Whoo, Jesus. As we read it one more time, 13:3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love does mean action. Love is an action word. We hear pastors preach this all the time. And that's why I didn't get into love is an action word and start going into that. That's not what my assignment was. But this is what Dr. Stanley says. Love does mean action. But it means more than that. A person can literally give up his life for others, the supreme sacrifice, and yet do it without love. Love has a caring element that prompts its actions. Love is an action word. 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part and we prophesy in part. God never gave any of his children a complete picture of what he was doing or what he planned to do. Can you imagine the arrogance that would result if he had instead, we need to depend upon each other. I got to depend on you as you depend on me. We got to love each other as God loved us. You know, as God loved the church, we got to love. It's so easy to hate. It's so easy to have no love in your heart. It's so easy. All the foolishness of this world cause you to not like your children. You know, cause you to hate your brothers, hate your neighbor. God is love. And all he asks is for us to love him back and to love each other, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But the problem is so many folks don't love themselves. It's easy to hate because I don't like me. I don't like you either. And that's not of God. And as we continue in this last word, 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Hope will disappear in heaven because we will already have everything we ever hoped for. Faith will not be required since we will see the King in his glory. But love will remain forever. I couldn't have said that better myself, Dr. Stanley. I'm going to read that one more time. Hope will disappear in heaven because we will already have everything we've ever hoped for. Faith will not be required since we will see the King in his glory. But love will remain forever. I want to sit at the Savior's feet and worship. I would want to be like the woman we read about with my alabaster jar to pour my precious oil on his feet and dry them with my and my tears and dry them with my hair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be in the presence of Jesus one day when it's my time and when I'm worthy. Hallelujah. Love. And, you know, I was going, I went online this morning and I said, looking for love words, love, you know, and it, of course, always gives you 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But then it also gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, do everything in love. And then Psalm 143, verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go. For you, I entrust my life. We got to speak to God about trust. Oh, hallelujah. And when we talk about it's time to go to work, do everything in love. When you go to work, do it in love. Whatever kind of work you do, do it in love. And love God. Trust God. And it says in Colossians 3:14, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And we're going to go over to Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read it. Colossians chapter 3. So we get it in context. Y'all know how I am about context. Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to go over the verse to verse 14. But we're going to go up a little bit more. And again, I'm coming out of the Christian Standard Bible. And when we go over, it says, the Christian life, that's the title of this word. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, family, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a grievance against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also to forgive. So you are also to forgive. In verse 14, above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Put on love, which is the perfect bond, unity. What a word. Isn't that awesome? Ooh, I just can't help it. I love the word of God. And if we continue, let's keep it going. And we all know Proverbs chapter 3. You know, we always are quoting verses 5 and 6. But let's go up to verse 3 and 4. And it says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. And then we know, again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But that first part, 3 and 4, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. When we read Proverbs 3, we got to read them first two, all the way up from 1 all the way to 6. You know, we need to bind them on our hearts. And then when we go to John, 1 John 4 and 16, because we know 1 John is all about love. And it says, so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Come on now. Y'all know that's some word. And I'm going to read it again. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Praise the Lord, everybody. And we see we love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. And then it goes on to tell us in Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. I'm getting all filled up. This word is just touching me all over. As they say, it's hitting me all the way down to my pinky toes. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this word. It's all about love. Whew. And then as we continue and just be throwing in some more love words. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you, John 15:12. And then as it goes on to tell us again, just going back to the Old Testament, and it says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. We got to love our family, and we got to love each other. Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. And then it goes on to tell us, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And then it goes on to tell us, and we know this word. I talked about it earlier. Ephesians 5:25-26. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word. And I love this word one more time, 1 John 4:20. I told you, 1 John 4 is all about love. Whoever claims to love God, and this is our word for this morning, and I'm just about to wrap us up. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. Whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. We better take that to heart. And this is another John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. God loved us like that. Jesus loved us like, in our last word for this morning, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Not perfect in love, but I love God and I love all of you. And I thank God for this wonderful word and for putting it on my heart this morning to talk about love on this Love Day. So happy Love Day, family. And before we get out of here, as always, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And a word from our sister this morning is this. Good morning. If you're going through difficult times, keep trusting God. He knows how to bless you in unexpected ways. Have a moving on Monday, family. And I say to you today, have a wonderful day of love, knowing that God loves you best, and he loves us all. Be blessed, family, and know that you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that he loves you so very, very much. And I thank God for all of you. And I know that God is in charge of our lives, and in charge of our hopes, our dreams, and everything about us. So thank you all for listening in this morning. And I just say, whew, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you so much, family. If there's anyone that needs to speak, I would like to speak. Push the number 1 on your phone as we get ready to wrap it up. Why? Because I got to go to work. Hallelujah. And I thank God again for you all. Good morning, my sister in Christ. Happy Love Day.
Happy Love Day to you. We all need to realize there is no greater love but the Father has for us. For he sent his Son to die and raise for us. There's no more perfect love than the love that God can bless us with.
Amen.
Glory. Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And as we get ready to depart, as always, we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours in love. Have
Amen.
A blessed and wonderful day, family. For God is love and love is God. Thank you all for your grace, for your mercy, and for forgiveness and all those things that we must do for each other to love. For the greatest gift is love. Now abide faith, hope, and love. But of these three, the greatest. Be blessed, family, and have a great and wonderful day. It's a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love you. Thank you so much.